RCR with Paul Brennan, Reality Check Radio.
Thursday morning and Perigo's Perspective is back here at RCR. Always on a Thursday morning, Lindsay Perigo joins me. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi to you, Paul. How are you?
Oh, a bit done with elections.
I think we all are. Elections galore. Reminds me of that joke in a Massey University magazine when they were a bit risque and politically correct, and of course long before the days of woke, they were asking Air Vice Marshal Ki, the president of Vietnam, when did you last have an election? And he said, just before breakfast.
Yeah. Oh dear. Well, we've been following both the French and UK elections. And it looks like 30% of the French voting public have been just passed over, let's say. And I was sad to see that Andrew Bridgen had lost his seat in the UK. You know, what do you have to do these days, eh?
Yes, I gather. Well, of course, when you go independent, it's a heck of a risk. And one thing I did discover when checking on his fate was that magnificent campaign song. Have you played it?
No, I am aware of it.
Highly recommended. I was nearly going to end my rant today with it, but I stuck to my original plan. But I'd definitely suggest you go and give it a whirl on air.
Give it a whirl. All right, why don't you give it a whirl? It's time. The floor is yours, Lindsay.
Thank you very much. It has long been my contention that well before Wuhan, there was a pandemic occurring that in the end will be more lethal than the communist Chinese one. A pandemic of infantilism, arrested development, the retention of childish physical, mental, or emotional qualities in adult life. I have tried to draw attention to the fact that nowhere is this pandemic more manifest than in speech. All over the English-speaking world, speech has been supplanted by a plague of shrieks, squawks, grunts, and quacks, set to cadences and inflections that we would once have considered retarded in a 10-year-old. Now, contamination by this plague is a prerequisite for female newsreaders and female rugby presenters of the kind who almost ruined the coverage of the England All Blacks match last Saturday. Thank goodness the actual commentary was still in the hands of Grant Nisbet, a surviving adult. I shudder to think what will happen when he and Tony Johnson depart and Woke Sky unleashes its fry-quackers on the commentary proper. Sky has gone not so much to the dogs as to the ducks. And while I'm sky-bashing, shame on you, Sky, for not broadcasting Wimbledon. What sort of sportscaster ignores Wimbledon? Imagine not covering Wimbledon 40 years ago, when Chris Lewis played his way to a final against John McEnroe. It may have taken that long to have another New Zealander covering herself in glory, but that's beside the point. Wimbledon is the premier tennis event in the world. Whether Kiwis are in it or not, it should be covered, and any sportscaster worthy of the name would cover it. For shame, Sky, for shame. I call bullshit. But I digress. Infantilism. How it permeates everything, including what passes for speech. I'm going to play you a clip now from Sky News Australia in the immediate aftermath of the second round of voting in the French parliamentary elections, which saw a hastily cobbled together coalition of Marxists and Muslims triumph unexpectedly over a surging national rally.
So Liz, I know you'll help us unpack the results in a moment, but first, what is it with lefties? When they lose, they riot, and when they win, they riot.
That's just how they celebrate. They're really happy. What's wrong with that? I mean, the French elections were rigged, pure and simple. When you look at the lead Le Pen's party had, and we already knew that they'd done very well, because last month in the EU elections, remember this map. The only department Le Pen's National Rally lost in the European Union elections just last month The only one they lost was Paris. The blue there is every single seat. That said, we reject immigration and the Islamification of our country.
Two things I'd point out. The Islamo-Marxists were rioting, as presenter James McPherson noted, because they had won. The week before that, they were rioting because they had lost. Life for these children is just one long temper tantrum. Infantile. But the other thing I draw your attention to is the speech patterns of the reporter. The self-same nasal, upward-inflecting, quacking followed by frying, croaking, that has become universal in the pandemic of infantilism. The Australian lass is by no means the worst example. American podcaster Lisa Booth, whom I would agree with if I could bear to listen to her, just about wins the fry-quacking gold medal.
It's not malarkey to say that the Democrat Party is in a free fall right now. The unraveling of the party, the unraveling of Joe Biden has continued since that disastrous debate where we all knew there was something wrong, even when he was taking the stage. It was clear with the shuffle, with the difficulty even getting to the stage, and then really even within the first 5 minutes, that Joe Biden's not mentally all there. I mean, this is something that we've all known for a while now. We've been talking about it on the show. Conservative media has been talking about it for a while. We were told that the videos depicting Joe Biden not all there and having cognitive issues, well, they were called cheap fakes. The mainstream media on the left accused Republicans, accused conservatives, accused anyone of telling the truth of lying, even though we weren't. And now the media has to admit the obvious. Joe Biden's mentally not all there. But where did Democrats go from here?
Of course, when you add infantile rhetoric to infantilized speech, as on the left, the noise is far worse. This gargoyle is president of America's National Union of Teachers.
NEA delegates, we can do this work. We must do this work. We get to do this work. We will do this work because our students are depending on us to win all the things. NEA, we have to win all the things. All the things. All the things. Our colleagues are depending on us to win all the things.
That's the president of the National Education Association. That is an educator. Only during a pandemic of infantilism. During such a pandemic, one would expect another symptom to be the abandonment of decorum in favor of the likes of Islamo-Marxist thuggery. In the British election last Friday, the hallowed tradition of the reading of final vote tallies in the presence of all candidates and supporters was repeatedly soiled by, from the river to the sea, infantiles. These infantiles took the shine off Labour's so-called landslide, where only 20% of eligible voters voted Labour. Muslims in five solid Labour seats withdrew their support from Labour and voted for pro-Hamas independence, enabling them to win. Anti-Semite Jeremy Corbyn was one of them. Thankfully, George Galloway lost his recently won seat back to Labour. Pro-Freedom Reform Party performed spectacularly to come in third overall, but with a mere five seats, thanks to the vagaries of First Past the Post. The beautifully spoken Nigel had to deal with some infantiles during his victory speech.
Are you downwind of a couple already? You've had a bigger lunch than I've had. He must be screaming. He's absolutely steaming, isn't he? That's all right. There's still plenty of beer left in the pub, mate. Have a lovely day. Bye-bye. Lots of love. Lots of love.
You're going to save our country.
As I was saying. As I was saying, on the 3rd of June, I decided that I would not I decided that I would not. Boring! 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 Well, this is good preparation for the House of Commons, I suppose, isn't it? Very good preparation. It's going to be very lively in there, isn't it? Oh, do buck up, really, please, love. I'm so sorry. Well, I'm enjoying this. Bye, darling. Have a lovely day. Lots of love. Any more for any more?
Actually, yes.
I mean, we haven't organised this very well, have we? You are very angry. Oh dear. Listen, mate, you'll have a stroke. You'll have a stroke. You'll do yourself a nasty, mate, honestly. You'll have a stroke if you go on like this. Yeah. Well, we'll find out later whether they're actors. And whether they worked in conjunction with Channel 4.
Good luck, Nigel, and to you and your five musketeers, the Freedom Award. The Muslim use of withdrawing support from Labour if it doesn't toe the line on Hamas is being threatened against the Albanese government in Australia, where an infantile, fry-quacking senator, a child, a refugee from the Taliban who now seems to support the Taliban, has walked away from Labour and is making noises about forming a Muslim party. Making noises being the operative expression.
People on the ground are angry, and this sentiment has reverberated through electorates, through communities, not just unique to the Muslim community. What Muslim vote matters or the Muslim vote choose to do and choose to, campaign on, that's up to them. I have no affiliation with them. I have met with them on one occasion. Just like I have met with many communities who are wanting to find ways of educating the community on their democratic rights and political literacy, which I think is incredible for our democracy.
Now, watch out for this political literacy project. It's an Orwellian misnomer, an Islamo-Marxist project to kill free speech. Just as the newly created positions of envoy against anti-Semitism and envoy against Islamophobia are. If a similar ruse to Senator Fatima Payman's were to be tried here, of course, there's already a pro-Hamas party in our parliament, the Shoplifters' Party. But the Shoplifters' Party seems constantly to have distractions. Brace yourselves here, by the way, for a phalanx of frycrackers.
Please resign. Green co-leader Chloe Swarbrick made an extraordinary public plea to embattled MP Darlene Tarner today to resign from Parliament. Tarner has agreed to resign from the Green Party. It follows an investigation into her involvement in alleged migrant exploitation at her husband's bike business. Now, Stuff broke the story back in March, and the resulting investigation raised enough questions for the Greens to conclude Tarner's conduct had fallen far short of the party's values. Our senior political correspondent Jenna Lynch has the story.
please resign.
Chloe Swarbrick can't get an answer out of Darlene Tana, so was taken to publicly begging.
The ball is presently in Darlene's court, and we continue to reiterate to her that she should resign.
The investigation into Tana's involvement in allegations of migrant exploitation was handed to the party late Friday night.
The content of the report is such that it is crystal clear to myself and Marama that Darlene Tana's behaviour falls far short of our expectations of any Member of Parliament.
Children elected by children, the pandemic of infantilism. In a world which accepts quacking and croaking as speech, in which infantilism is all-pervasive, you can be sure there'll be all sorts of things going wrong, including a corrupt, senile American president who sells out his country, a cackling airhead waiting in the wings, and including a British prime minister who sells out his country.
You have to choose now between Davos or Westminster.
Davos.
Why?
Because Westminster is too constrained, and, you know, it's closed and we're not having meaning. Once you get out of Westminster, whether it's Davos or anywhere else, you actually engage with people that you can see working with in the future.
The Davos diabolists just love infantilism. Infantiles are pushovers for their diabolical schemes. Adults love their countries.
Loving what you're hearing? Well, the establishment hates it. And right now, they're conjuring up new ways to try and censor RCR. To ensure you never miss a beat of the hard-hitting news you've come to know and love, make sure you're on the RCR mailing list. Get connected now at realitycheck.radio/email.